this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and you're hanging out for The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. So Becca's here. Come on.
Hey, come on. Where are we going? Thailand?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Do you know the capital of Thailand?
Yeah.
It's Bangkok.
Of course it is. Another virgin joke.
I know. It's all in the innuendo. And you know what I liked about this episode? It was almost Bachelor in Paradise-like, and it got me excited for upcoming episodes of Bachelor in Paradise. I know we're a ways away, but we already kind of know who would be on Bachelor in Paradise. So that's why I enjoyed this episode that was set in Thailand. And a lot happened.
Yeah, a ton of stuff happened. I mean, I think this was probably one of the more interesting episodes so far, because we really are starting to get down to having, I think, an idea of who's going to be sticking around, who's going to go. I mean, my girl Cassie, I think, is going really strong.
We've got some tea on your girl Cassie that we're going to get to later on in the episode.
We will. I mean, I think she, you know, her and Colton, let's just talk about this right off the bat, have a really good connection. I feel like they're very natural together. I feel like he is himself when he's with her. Like, a lot of the times, like, I'll meet up with somebody and he's like, oh, we're going to go on one of these boats. And she's like, I'm excited. He's like, I'm excited too. And it just kind of like seems like he's trying to be nice because they want to have like a good date. But with her, it just kind of seemed like effortless, in my opinion.
But they didn't really like, again, like, we can go back to the beginning of the episode, but with the, you brought up the whole Cassie date. They didn't really do a whole lot of talking in this episode. Yeah, they talked with their tongues.
But I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, because they're super attracted to each other. And I feel like for a relationship to go somewhere, that there definitely has to be an attraction between two people. And with them, that's very strong. But just like that conversation where she was nervous about, oh, my, you know, my hometown, you know, people are going to judge me because, you know, I'm not a virgin anymore. And like, he's a virgin. And he was very open about that. He's like, you know, I've never tried to hide who I was. Like, this is me. And, you know, I want you to also feel like you can tell me anything. You're safe with me. And he hasn't really said things like that, like straight from his heart with anybody else so far. That they've shown us, and I feel like that was a pretty telling moment for me.
I didn't get that, though. Why admit that you're just not a virgin? I found that a little weird until I found out a little bit of tea on our girl Cassie. But again, we'll get to that. So we open this week's episode in Thailand. They go from Singapore to Thailand. And of course, what would an episode of The Bachelor with Colton be without a shower scene? And this time, we know he knows how to shower outside.
Yeah, I did a little bit of an eye roll, too. I mean, like, hey, you know, good for the girls who find Colton attractive and really, like, love seeing him with his shirt off because, like, you are getting your money's worth, you know, with your cable bill because this is every single episode it's him taking a shower. He's definitely must be, like, dirty all the time. I've seen enough. I get it.
We find out that Heather gets the one-on-one, and Heather is the girl who at 23 years old, like Julia Guglia, has never been kissed.
Yeah, so this girl, Heather, man.
I crossed Drew Barrymore movie references, yeah, but you know what? Let's just skip right over that.
I got you. I think this whole date was edited to make you feel as awkward as possible. They wanted you to feel like you were on your first date ever, and you don't know when the right moment is to go in and kiss the girl. There's that awkwardness. Like, you talk about things that you necessarily wouldn't go out of your way to mention because you're trying to break this awkward silence. Like, when he's looking out and he's like, oh, he's, you know, look at the mountains. Like no,
yeah,
one,
look at the
mountains. You don't care about the mountains. Like, you honestly don't. You're just saying something because it's awkward and you need to pass the time. But, you know, she just does not make it easy either. You know, she's waiting for this magical moment, you know, and it's, you know, it doesn't work like that. And I got to say it, the weird thing is she admitted that she was in a relationship with somebody for 8 months. And if you've never kissed anybody, how the hell does that work?
I want to find that guy. I'm surprised that that guy hasn't surfaced yet. Maybe he has on social media. So if you're listening to the Bachelor After Party and maybe you've seen something on Twitter or something where he has a confession from Us Weekly or something, we'd love to hear about it. But how, yeah, exactly. How are you with somebody for 8 months and you don't kiss them? What is it? Just a lot of heavy handholding? I'm sorry. I call BS on Heather from the very beginning. I doubt that she's never been kissed. I'm sure she's had a peck or two. And from here on out, I mean, what happens? Do they go to second base? Like, what happens after this with her and Colton? How about the close-up of him eating?
Oh, that was awkward. I will say, I mean, as awkward and as cheesy as it can be, the editing this past episode was actually really well done because they made you feel a certain way. Like, they made you feel very uncomfortable with the whole first kiss thing. I mean, there wasn't that much silence, I don't think, or those that many awkward pauses for that long. And they edited it in a way where they made you feel weird. But yeah, I mean, I call BS as well. I mean, she's 22. You're telling me that she had a drink before she's been kissed? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
been kissed.
Yeah, I don't know.
She could drive before she's been kissed.
I find an 8-month relationship. And he even said, he never like went in for a kiss or never. And she was just like kind of shied away from the question. Didn't really answer it with his liking, but I don't know. It's very odd.
We know that she's not going to be around for that much longer.
She's going to be gone soon.
Whatever. It's a storyline. All right. Another huge moment in this episode was our favorite girl, our ginger Elise.
Yeah.
She decides to put on her statement dress, which looked strangely like a wedding dress.
Yeah, that was a little weird. That dress was a little too much for like that breakup. Yeah, I agree.
The situation. I don't know if this happens every season, but every few seasons you have the contestant where you ask yourself as a viewer, has this person watched the show before? Don't they know that they're going on a show that is a competition? I know Colton last night said it's not about competing, which, okay, Mr. Former NFLer, it is about competition. And Elise just felt, I want that one-on-one. She was being a little ridiculous, but then I was getting it. She's 31. I know we keep harping on her age, but she's not here to waste time.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing with Elise for me. I find her, I think I'm attracted to her maturity. And I think you really see through all the bullshit with her. She is one of those people that lays it all out on the line. She doesn't want to invest her time and her heart in a situation where it's just going to be painful. Like the entire last 2 weeks, it's been, her just kind of sitting there thinking about Colton and she's not really getting any more attention after she goes on this really great date. Like, I can understand where she's coming from, but yeah, I mean,
Don't you know what you're signing up for?
Yeah, if you've seen the show, you kind of know how things work. But with that being said, seeing how things work and then being in the environment are two different things. And I feel like she just didn't expect her to be as into Colton as she was. And I think that's when she figured out this wasn't going to work. She bounced.
Yeah. And I think speaking of bounce, I think Colton had a pretty easy bounce back. I know that the next morning after we said goodbye to Elise, which I was pretty bummed about because I liked her and she was the last member of the Cougar's Den.
Mm-hmm.
But the next morning we had Colton do another one of his up close and personal nostril vision video chats that he likes to do.
I mean, I will say this, as somebody that has made fun of his, spring break videos, I thought, this one was actually probably the most real I think we've seen him. And I think that's why I think these, videos can be telling, because there's no one else around except him and the camera. There's nobody behind the camera that, he knows is actively listening. This is probably going to be shown at some point, but he can have that moment by himself. And I feel like, he was like, I feel conflicted this morning when I woke up. Am I really going to be hurt at the end of this? I don't know. I really like what he said. When you hear it's not you, it's me a couple times or more than two or three times, he's like, you start to think, well, maybe it is me. And I was like, that's interesting. He's kind of been probably told that a couple of times and, was told that with Becca. So I don't know. I mean, I thought that was kind of a real moment. It was a different side of him. I think we see shades of that every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a problem with this one.
Yeah. So we say goodbye to Elise.
And it looked like he actually had been crying. That's what I thought.
I know, but maybe it was just sweat because everybody seems really sweaty in Thailand. Yeah. So they end up in the jungle on the group date on the very next day. The bounce back from Elise was quick. So we meet Joe of the jungle, Colton's friend.
Yeah.
And we see Hannah B just be her Hannah B self and decide that, I thought it was kind of messed up when they were like, yo, let's eat maggots. And so she ate one like a champ. And then Colton's like, I threw it away. Like, bro, pick that maggot up and eat it, because that girl is desperate enough to eat a friggin' maggot in the middle of Thailand for you.
But also, I think that she is just herself, though. I think she is one of those people that will do anything once. So she's, I mean, look at her out in, you know, Singapore. She was eating weird stuff and didn't really care. You know what I mean? I think she, that's just her, you know? And I think that she did look the part, you know? She kind of had, like, the green, like, tank top on, the walking stick. Yeah. I was like, this girl's got her stuff together.
I want to point out about wardrobe. You could tell who didn't bring, like, the long sleeves and the pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you could tell that the producers had to send an intern out or a PA or something. And they were like, get long white pants or long white shirts and green pants, because yeah, they all were like looking the same, because everybody, you know, you don't know what to bring, you don't know where you're gonna end up. So
yeah, that's the weird thing, man. I
rompers
will say,
don't work in the jungle,
you know. Some of them actually reaching in and like pulled out like this eel and shit. I mean, dude,
was that another innuendo?
I don't know. I gotta be honest with you, man. I probably in a situation like that would be a little bit of a bitch when it comes to picking up weird shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm all set, you know. You're in a foreign place. You don't know what you're picking up, if these things bite or what, or if they carry something. I don't know, man. Some of these girls got balls. I can't do some of that weird stuff.
Nobody cares about Zika in that rainforest.
Yeah, not to mention that, like, oh, they just like went off and came back with like hamburgers and champagne. Yeah. Like, that was kind of fun.
Again, Demi winning TV a little bit will make an awesome candidate for Bachelor in Paradise. They decide to go back to the hotel and get cheeseburgers and champagne. And rather than having Joe come down on them and being like, hey, you failed, Colton kind of embraced it and was like, hey, can I get more of that burger?
Yeah, yeah, that was funny. I mean, I actually think Demi, there's moments where I really don't like her, and there's moments where she kind of makes me laugh. Like, they were at the cocktail hour at the end of the episode, and when he like walks in for the first time, they were all talking, and she just goes, hey, babe. Like, you know what
hey,
I mean? It was
babe.
Just kind of like, all right,
hi.
Like, it's just like, it's just kind of like where you're at a party and like someone's boyfriend walks in.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
She's so aware. Let's take a second to talk about the Thailand elephant in the room, which really had me focused and distracted.
No, it had me focused too.
Kerpa's chin.
Yeah, home what the hell's going on with
had
that?
Had a Band-Aid on her chin the entire episode. And I think what bothered me, and this happens on reality TV sometimes, it's like unexplained bruising, unexplained like Band-Aids. It always bothers me because I'm like,
but it wasn't
continuity.
But but honestly, it wasn't like something she had in her chin for one day. Like it's been there for like 3 or 4 days over the course of this episode.
So did a little research.
It got
on
smaller
it.
And smaller. I'm like, did she get
and
cut?
I
or
looked at you and
was
I
it
said,
an ingrown hair?
Homie, better commit to this. She better show up with like a neck brace next week.
Yeah,
and then Kerpa
was basically like the chin Nelly, you know?
Yeah. So wait, listen. So this is what happened. She explained it. This isn't a deleted scene on YouTube.
Okay.
She was able, I don't know how she was able to have her phone, but when they were in Thailand, she wanted to take a picture in front of the ocean, and she did not count or consider rocks and big waves. So when
she fell on her chin?
She fell on her chin. She ended up at the hospital, 5 stitches in her chin.
Holy shit.
And then she ended up hurting her arm as well, which you couldn't really tell. But she said she had this really funny quote, and it was very unlike Kerpa, because Kerpa seemed so mild-mannered, but it was like, Thailand was beautiful, but it really effed me up. And they had to bleep her. I didn't like that. It just went completely.
Yeah, they should have explained that. But I, you know, how did she get her phone?
That's weird. That was another thing that I was focused on. So sometimes producers give their phones to them to have pictures to bring back home or whatever. So maybe it was that. But
yeah, like when the cameras are off.
I'll
maybe
show you. Yeah.
They have to make sure they take the SIM out or something like that. You know what
I
mean?
That would have been but I guess they weren't filming at that point. So it's not like we got to see her fall. And that would have actually been like
a deleted scene or something. Yeah.
Or like,
oh my God, what happened?
What happened with the emergency vehicle? So that's probably why they didn't include that. So.
Right.
Now, you said something interesting while we were watching this jungle date. You are really now a fan of Hannah B.
Yeah, so there's something about Hannah B. I find her very attractive. I think that she's, like the whole thing with her and you know, the pageant girl thing, you know, her and
Kaylin,
sorry. I think, you know, it's kind of just been pushed under the rug, and we're starting to see Kaylin's kind of quiet now, and I feel like that's because of just, you know, she's not involved in the same dates or hasn't been on camera as much.
Yeah.
But and we're starting to see more of Hannah, and I just think that she's kind of cute. You know, like, she's always out to try new things. She's very outgoing. She's a goofball. You know, I think we mistook the crazy and, like, the roaring as her actually being, like, a nut job.
Where
I feel like that's just her being goofy. You know what I mean? And they can spin that any way they want. But I'm really actually starting to think that she might be one of the finalists.
A contender.
Or just like a home date. You know what I mean? A hometown girl.
So moving on, we find out that Cassie gets to go on a one-on-one. And Cassie and Colton end up on a deserted island, which I could not help but think of the Fire Festival documentary and Pablo Escobar's deserted island. And it's like,
I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, oh, did we have this whole island? You mean this patch of sand? There's nothing there.
When you said private island, I was thinking more like Blue Lagoon, Bachelor in Paradise. I wasn't thinking some sand dune in the middle of the ocean.
I mean, like, we got those in Narragansett. I mean, just go to the dunes. I mean, and pull up. I mean, your little canoe.
Or
I mean,
pull
like,
out.
Yeah, it was kind of. It was just super dumb.
Speaking of pulling out, didn't you just feel Colton's boner this entire date? Like, because, like, we were talking about at the top of the episode how into each other they are and how they didn't talk because they were too busy tonguing each other down. But the sexual chemistry, I really did. It was like, Colton was full on packing, and you could tell.
Yeah, no, he's definitely into Cassie, and I've said that from the beginning. I mean, when we saw the contestants, and, you know, I saw that she was good with kids, and she is a sweetheart, and she actually is very cute, you know, and just kind of like the girl next door. I was like, okay, this is Colton's type, and I'm gunning for her, man. I think that she's got something going on, but there's a backstory to her.
Yeah, so you were talking at the top of the episode about that really awkward conversation where she admits that she's not a virgin, which is kind of an unnecessary thing to say out loud. I didn't really get that. But then I was reading an article today, and I know that Reality Steve has touched on this. Cassie is involved in a reality show called, it's like Young Ones or something like that. And it's about a group of Christian early 20-somethings who went to a Christian college.
They don't drink, no sex, there's something else that they don't do, no drugs.
So when she says my community, because she said that in the episode last night, that is what she is referring to. Also, in that reality show, we find out she has this boyfriend that she had been with for a really long time. And this reality show wrapped its second season like weeks before she went out to film The Bachelor, which typically I would find really suspect. It makes me think, okay, so she's filming two reality shows. This is another Instagram hoe that we're working with. But
right.
I don't know, because it's more about her religion and that aspect, I guess it's not so bad. And plus, it's not even on network TV. It's on like, it's like an internet reality show or something like that.
Well, the second season premiered yesterday.
Coincidentally,
day.
I know.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Well, respect to the whoever's putting it out there then. They get it.
Yeah, they get it. Yeah. I mean, I think knowing her backstory and her Christian background, I think that it makes sense that Colton would, you know, really be open to kind of listening to her story, because if she has this background and that is a big part of her life, you know, he should respect that if they're going to be in a relationship together, you know? And what do you say if somebody says, I'm not a virgin? Well, I mean, like, most of the girls in the show are not virgins, you know?
Yeah,
so, but she mentioned it for a reason.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they had more of a discussion off camera about why that they didn't show us, you know?
Yeah. Or, he's obviously really religious too.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that the two of them, there's something that's brewing.
Yeah, definitely.
They definitely don't want to, what do they say back in Catholic school, Tony? Leave room for Jesus. They weren't leaving any room.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, exactly. With the ruler. So, and then we saw them in bed together, which again, like, for him being like Mr. Virgin, he has never met an opportunity to roll around the sheets that he didn't like.
I'm sure he's done everything but that. But I mean, like, Yeah, honestly, though, the one girl that I've been kind of not liking since the beginning of this whole thing, and I called her out in the first episode, was Onyeka.
Great episode for her.
Yeah, I'm done with her, man. Like, she is just... She's been a shit stirrer since the beginning. She's always trying to get her on-camera moment since the first night, pulling people aside. And now, you know, she says that Elise said something, about Nicole. And now, all of a sudden, you know, Tayshia is saying that she was there for this conversation and what... Elise said she said is not at all what happened. I guess like Nicole supposedly said that she was on the show because she was trying to get out of Miami or the opportunity to get out of Miami. And then Tayshia said that that wasn't the case.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounded like a really crappy game of telephone. Kind of things just got misconstrued, misheard, and then, of course, was brought out on camera.
Well, I think the mistakes that a lot of these girls make is that they feel like they have this, like, I have to tell him, you know, and it's like, well, if somebody said that, yeah, like Tayshia said, why didn't you just like bring Nicole aside and tell her and figure out if she's there? And then if you actually confirm that it's BS, then maybe you tell him. You don't run like a little tattletale.
Yeah.
And then it came back to bite her in the ass.
Historically, like exactly. Historically, when has it ever worked for any of these people? The boys who tattletale on Bachelorette, vice versa on The Bachelor with the females. It just never works out. And we saw it explode on the group date. But of course, before that, I just want to point out, because I find this so predictable. I think it was Tayshia that did the lanterns with Colton. Every friggin' season there's a lantern lighting.
You say that. I don't remember them one every season.
I promise you, wherever they go, whether it is a tropical destination or whatever, it's always the corny ass lanterns. And I don't know.
I think those are kind of cool, man. I don't know. Well, they are.
You want to go light up a lantern in the backyard?
Oh, give me a break, man. If I lit up a lantern and you were there with me, you would melt. Oh, thank God. This is so cute. But then when you see like two people do it, you think
corny
it's lame.
AF.
Yeah, it has to be about you.
Okay. So. That's nice.
No, I mean like I don't mean it like that. It always has to be about you. I mean that for you to be into that, it would have to be about you. The lantern would have to have a connection with you for you to actually find it cute.
Okay. So back on the group date, I love the scenes where the girls are fighting so loudly, and I'm referring to
And Colton
to
came over
Nicole
like a disappointed dad.
Yeah. What's going on over here, young lady? But before that, I felt kind of bad for Katie, who Katie is another one. There's a group of girls who keep getting lost in the shuffle.
Yeah,
Katie's
one
of them.
Yeah, definitely.
And all of a sudden, you know, and I'm always taken by how beautiful Katie is.
Yeah.
And Katie and Colton are sitting there having a nice convo, chopping it up. And all of a sudden, all you hear is them just chirping in the background. And when Colton came over, it's not like he really did anything. And it's not like his presence silenced anybody.
No, it got kind of weird. It was almost like I thought he was going to try to mediate it, and he just didn't do any of that. I was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
But Katie's definitely getting the shaft. She's not... having her time with Colton. I think Kerpa is another one that we haven't really seen. I mean, she's spent more time with the Rocks than with Colton.
Yeah.
I think some people that are going to go home.
Wait, do you think next week? So we got to do a to be continued out of this.
Yeah,
thing.
To be continued.
And you were convinced that this was the gate. And I told you, I'm like, there's no gate on the beach, bro.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be on the beach. They're in a resort. Like, and that's where I thought he was going to hop something
or something. But
what, in a hometown?
Yeah. I gotta get away from you, Mom. Where's the meatloaf?
Hops the fence.
Yeah.
You're all like your dad.
Yes. So next week,
Colton?
Do you think, and to be continued, does that mean both Onyeka and Nicole go home?
Oh, yeah. I think they're both going home.
Both of them?
I think if anybody goes home, it's going to be Onyeka. I think he might keep Nicole, but I think maybe he's just done with both of them. I mean, like, if you got both of them screaming at each other, one's convincing one, and when the other is accusing the other one of doing something, for me, it would just be like, you know what? You girls are canceling each other out. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for the drama. The fact that you're fighting on this TV show this loudly already shows your level of maturity. I'm done. Like, get out. I don't have time. I don't even want to deal with it. Let's focus on the people that are actually here for the right reasons, that are mature about situations.
Or we hope the right reasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, we know that the finale, I believe... Oh, and by the way, I think that going back to the Elise, Nicole, Tasia Onyeka thing. We'll probably get more about that when they do the Women Tell All.
Yeah.
We'll get the exact storyline as to how that exactly went down. I'm sure of it. But March 10th, the week of March 10th is when we're getting our finale, which seems really soon.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll definitely see what happens. I think I'm still gunning for Cassie. I think people that are going to go home, though. Yeah, Nicole, Onyeka, Sydney's going to bounce.
Yeah, Sydney got lost.
I honestly think, as much as you say, you're kind of taken back by her beauty. I think Katie might go, and I think another one is probably Kirpa. We just haven't really seen a lot of these girls get the time, and I feel like he's already focusing on some certain girls, and I don't think the ones that maybe Kirpa will stay, but I don't think Katie's going to stay.
Unless the Bachelor pulls a skirt, and next week he does keep Onyeka and Nicole, and then they go on the two-on-one, the infamous two-on-one, where they usually take the two people that are feuding out onto an island somewhere and leaves one.
Yeah, so that might happen. Maybe. I just feel like it's a waste of time. Like, for me, if I was in that situation, they would literally cancel each other out, and I would be done with both of them. I just don't have in a situation like that, where he's already formed pretty decent relationships with other girls. Like, see you later. I'm done, man. I don't need this drama.
A little bit of Bachelor Nation news.
Yeah.
After we've covered the episode. But Bachelor Nation news, you remember Becca, who spells her name like me, B-E-K-H, baby Becca,
yeah,
from Ari season? She had a baby today.
Nice.
Congratulations. Well, too. I don't know, some schmo from California. No, the reason why she wasn't able to go on Bachelor in Paradise last year. She was supposed to, but she meets this guy. And she gets pregnant, and she had a baby today. So congratulations to baby Becca, who had a baby.
All right. Is she going to, like, have her was the baby born at that weed farm that she went to or whatever?
I don't know, but she definitely seems like somebody who would be all about the home birth. And I mean that in the nicest way.
In a tub. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
On to next week. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, like I said, who is your pick, though, out of all the girls? Who are you rooting for?
I think it's going to come down to Tasia, Kaylin, and to Cassie.
Well, there's usually four, right? I'd say four hometowns. I would say
Hannah G, little dollface Hannah, so not Hannah B.
Really?
No, I think Hannah G makes it farther than Hannah B, unfortunately. I do. He's locked into her. There is something there that I see that you see with Cassie. I see that with Hannah G. So it comes down to Hannah G, Cassie, Tasia, and Kaylin.
Okay, I can see
that. That's my final four. All
right. I don't know what accent that was. But, yeah, no, I would say Cassie. So with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.